review where we left off yesterday so we can continue today. This is what we call, or some call, a back-and-forth Gemara. Because we have two Mandir Abrim, and each one is using Sukkim. We got to figure out, what does the other one do with this one's Pasuk? Right? So we start with the Pasuk, and we move on, and there's more Sukkim, and we got to figure out, Mandamra A, Mandamra B, how are they gonna handle all these Sukkim? And at the end of the Sukkim, you end up with the point of argument, which is what triggered all the things. And I always say in these Gemaras, it's always easier to teach it backwards. Because we're starting with the end and working our way, why did he hold this, why did he hold that? And then we get to the point of why they disagreed. So really, because they disagreed at that point, that triggered the whole thing. But we're working our way towards that point. So we start in the back and work ourselves to the point, to the source. Instead of starting to the source and working our way out, which would be much easier to teach. But that's how the Gemara operates, and we learn Gemara, and that's what the Gemara wants us to do. So we had one time that said, Roy Shai used to tell me that Mitzrayim is allowed to cut off his hair because, even though it's usher to cut off your hair because of payas, because that mitzvah I say, adaycha loy tessa. The other time I said, no, Roy Shai used to tell me that another Mitzrayim who has a lot and an asay, he can cut off his hair because the Torah said, Roshai, it pushes away the Yisra Nazir, which is a very big Kiddush, because it is an Asay V'loy Tzatzay, usually an Asay is not Doicha Loy Tzatzay V'Asay, but over here it's an exception, and it's Doicha. Why is it an exception? The Gemara will say later on, we had it, the Rosh mentioned it already, because that Nazir is a removable love. Since Nazir is a removable love, it's a weaker love, and therefore even though it has an Asay with it, Mitzayra can be Doicha. But that Mandiyama holds. We want to know why does that Mandiyama not use it for a regular Mitzayra? Isn't the regular Mitzayra over on cutting his payas? So why does he have the right to jump to step two without taking care of step one? The rule always is you take the last Kiddush. The last Kiddush here is to say that a regular Mitzayra can cut off his hair and not worry about his payas. Why doesn't he say that? Must be that Mandiyama holds cutting off payas is not a problem when you cut off all your hair, because our kafa is called a rice, loishma our kafa. So the machloikas, the two brises, according to this, is a very simple one. Do I need a pasuk to allow a mitzayra to cut off all his hair? One mandiyama says, yes, he's cutting off his payas. The other mandiyama says, no, because there's no iser to cut off all your hair when you cut off your payas. The Gemara answers, and I'm going to skip the Gemara's teretz, which the Gemara slugs up. So we go to the next teretz. No. Everybody agrees that cutting off your hair with the payas is a lot. The reason that Mandiyama did not use it for that is because he knew that halacha elsewhere, from Tzitzis. It says by Tzitzis, the Suba Shat, the Semer, Pishtim, Yavdav, the next pasuk says, Gedilim Tasulachav. So the juxtaposition of the psukim is one of the ways to darshan from psukim. It's called smuchim, and I know it's not Rabbi Shmuel's Gedud Gimominis, but we use it anyway. And smuchim tells us the juxtaposition that tzitzis is daicha shatnas. Tyra said, don't wear shatnas, make tzitzis. Meaning, make tzitzis out of shatnas. That's what the Tyra is saying. So therefore he knows that's his daicha loy tzitzis. And since he knows that's his daicha loy tzitzis, he doesn't need Roshai to tell me. So he moves Roshai to tell me that a nazir can take a haircut. The other man, yes?
Rabbi Ishmael does allow for learning from what's before and what's after.
But call about the law, I don't know what you mean, but that makes
a difference.
Fine, okay. I'm not going to get involved in that now, but that doesn't mean smoke, but I'm not going to get involved there.
When we say, cutting here, talk about shaving the whole head, right?
Yes.
Not through the, just the pay as
well. Right. That's the shaila. Is that a law or not? It's a sure a law to cut just the pay as. Question is, if you cut the whole hair, is it a law? And we're saying now everybody agrees it is a law. One Mandiyama needs Raisha to tell me that Mitzayra is daif, that love. And one Mandiyama says, I don't need that, I learned that out from Tzitzis, so therefore I have an extra pasuk. I use that extra pasuk for Nazir, which is an alav and an aset. The Gemara wants to know, why can't the first Mandiyama learn it from Tzitzis? So the Gemara answered, because he would have learned that Tzitzis, the pasuk, is telling me that he would have told me that the Pasuk of Tzitzis is telling me that I don't have to make tzemer for tzemer and pishtim for pishtim. Because without that, I would have said you have to use tzemer for tzemer and pishtim for pishtim. So that's what the Pasuk is telling. So he can't learn it from Tzitzis. However, once the Torah revealed to me, it's an important point, the Torah revealed to me that if a tzemer can be daichli in love, a takhafa, so then we go to Tzitzis and we say that Tzitzis teaches us as a daichli loisessa. Because Mitzayra being Daichel Lav Darkafa is not really teaching us the whole Torah as a Daichel Loisessa. Because Lav Darkafa is a weaker love because women don't have it. So the Torah revealed to me the concept of as a Daichel Loisessa, but its application is not clear. So Tzitzis comes and expands the application. Without Hakafa, I would never have learned Tzitzis that way. Once the Torah revealed to me the concept, I learned Tzitzis that way also. Now the Gemara wants to know. That's what the Gemara said. So now the Gemara wants to know. So that man the Amar, how did he know that Mitzayra is Daicha Eser Leitzesa? So the Gemara says he learns it from Skanai. So now we're introducing a new pasuk. Till now we were dealing with Rishai. Now we're going into the next pasuk. Skanai, cutting off a beard with a razor, is a lav and an asay by a kayan. And the Mitzayra says a Mitzayra can do it. So that teaches me that a Mitzayra can cut Mitzaycha a lav and an assay. The one of beard, which again is a weaker lav and an assay, because women aren't chayv in it, and the Torah is teaching me that a Mitzayra can do it. So what one mandiyam I learned out from Rishai, that it can be Daicha a weak lav and an assay. The other mandiyam I learned out from Skanai, that it can be Daicha a lav and an assay. That's what we said. Back to Gemara. So the one that learns it out from Rishai, why didn't he learn it out from Skanai? And for the Gemara, because a beard is a weaker lav. Had the Torah not written Rishai to tell me that a Nazir can take a haircut even though women are chayiv in his ears, I would have thought, since Kayan is a weaker lav, that's why Mitzayra can put it away. But since Nazir is by men and women, maybe not. So the Torah had to write Rishai. So that man, the Yama, doesn't want to use Skanai to teach me Asay V'Loisessa in a weaker lav, because that would teach me a weaker lav. It wouldn't teach me a Nazir, which is a stronger lav. That's what we left it off at. And we're up to 1, 2, 3, fourth line on the top on Nun Ches Amid Beis. Right, correct.
Weaker. That's the way they are.
It's not true. They have payas. They have corners of their head. The woman has payas. It's not mechuyev not to cut them off. Woman has payas. Sure, she has payas. Frank to Gemara. Well, the man the Mugim Lahai Raisha Benazir. So it comes out that man the Yama did not want to learn that from Skanai. Because Skanai wouldn't have taught me a Nazir. Because Skanai is talking about the law of a beard, which doesn't apply to lady. Right. So what does he need Skanai for? But Raisai taught me that it can be like a law of Nazir, which is a stronger love. So why in the world was he need Skanai for? The other man, the Yama, needed Skanai to teach me love and essay. He doesn't need it because he learned it from Rishai. So he learned it from Rishai, he doesn't need Skanai. So what did he use Skanai for? Frank the Gemara, man, the Mukim, the High Rishai, but Nazir, Lamali, Skanai. So the Gemara, me by Lili, the Tanya. And we skip the parentheses. Upas Skanam, lo yigalechu. This is the issue of cutting off the beard. I would think even if he uses scissors on a beard, it's usher. It has to get to the bottom. What if he took it with a tweezer or a plane? Which gets the hair. At the very bottom. Amadloimer, paskanam lo yegalechu. Giluach is normal way of taking a haircut. Yashchasa says it has to be closed. Malakit and hitni are close, but they're not normal ways of taking a haircut. Scissors are a normal way of taking a haircut, but they don't get close enough. So Talmud Leiber has it, Eze Giluach Shesh Be'ashchasa. So what is the only tool that does Giluach and Ashchasa? Habiyayim Ezetar. So Skandai teaches me that a Metzaira has to use a tar. How do I know a Metzaira has to use a tar? Because since the Torah says he's allowed to cut off his beard, and beard cutting off is only with a tar, so the Torah had to tell me a Metzaira is allowed to cut off his beard. Why would I think he's not allowed to cut off his beard? What's wrong with cutting off his beard? Must be he's using a tar. So we learn from here that a Metzaira needs a tar. So this man, the other, says, Skanai has nothing to do with Asa Daikha Laisasa. Asa Daikha Laisasa Basay, we learned from Raisha that a Nazir can cut off his hair even though he violates a Lavin and Asay. Asa Daikha Laisasa Basay. The reason he needs Skanai is a side thing to teach me that a Messiah has to use a tar. Rashi, Dr. Rash. Umandi Mukila Raisha Ben Nazir, top rush on the Amid base for me. Skeinoi Lamanli. I mean, Matsi Lishnuye, the Gemara, the Rush speaks out, the Gemara missed a possible answer. The answer could have been that Kayan has its own weakness, meaning Nazir has its own weakness. Kayan has its weakness because he's cutting off a beard, and a beard is not Negea women. Nazir has its weakness. Because Nazir is a removable lav. And a removable lav is a weakness. The Gemara could have said, you know why you need Skanai? Because Rishai teaches them that a Nazir can cut off his hair even though there's a lav in an assay. But it won't teach you anything about Kayan because Kayan won't teach me anything about beard because Nazir is a weaker assay. They each have their weakness. Nazir has its own weakness and a beard has its own weakness. So the Gemara could have said a simple answer. He needs Roshay and Skalai to tell me that Messiah can push away this Lavin and Asay and this Lavin and Asay, even though the two are different. But the Gemara doesn't answer that at this point. Dr. Rash, have a Matsila made much Luyang. The Kayami Nazir Layasi. Okay, yes, the Mishaila. Nazir is a weaker Lav. Because the Kamar Mesafak, like the Gemara will say later. The Gemara wants to give a simpler answer. The Mibayle like the Tanya, the Eina Chayev, Ashkasa Zakin Elabatar, that a person is not Chayev for cutting off his beard only with a razor. But the issue of Skanai Lemitchi Lava say the Kayan, and since the Torah wrote Skanai, it means the Torah has to permit the beard cutting. Amina, the Mitzayra Eina Megaleach Elabatar. Must be that the Mitzayra uses a tar. The Imati Leglukim Eloi Tar, Rabbi Dachi, because if he can use something else, you have the good old Rish Lakish's rule that whenever you don't have to be Daich Alav, you don't do it. Nazir, Le Shemin Alei. The Shemesh feel like Kamad Amar Perek Yimu Minim, Le Yavir Le Rabbis Kalam Avirim. So, the Rush says an interesting thing. So why don't we learn out from Nazir that we allow him to cut off his hair with a tar. So we see Mitzayrim needs a tar for his head. So he needs a tar for his head. He needs a tar for the rest of his body too. The answer is, who says that Nazir needs a tar? We had a Machloikas. There were Tanoim earlier that said the Nazir doesn't need a tar. So Rishai wouldn't teach me that a Messiah needs a tar. Because even though we happen to paskin that a Nazir is only Chayim Batar, but you don't see that from Rishai. Maybe Rishai is saying, use scissors and it's Kol Hamavirim, like that Mani Omar. But Skanai is very clear. Because the Isser beard is only tar. And the Tyra has to say Messiah can do it with the tar. Is a Raya that Messiah needs a tar. We're almost finished this back and forth. Umanda Mapitle the high Raisha the Lav Greda. The other Mandiyama. They used Raishai for a regular Mitsaira. Lomili the Mikta Raishai, the Lomili the Mikta Skanai. Why do we have to write both? Write one. Write Skanai, and we would learn both. Why? Because Mashma Lemute Lav Greda, Because Skanai teaches me that you can that a Yisrael can cut off his beard, which is a love. Umashma lemitchi loisasa basay. It's mashma both. Meaning, say Skanai, which is talking about a Metzaira Yisrael and a Metzaira Kayan. And from one we'll see that a Metzaira Yisrael can cut off his beard, it's a love. And we'll almost see that a Metzaira Kayan can cut off his beard, even though it's a love and an assay. Because the Torah didn't specify which Metzaira yes or which Metzaira not. So we can learn both. Because there's no reason to say that the Torah is talking about a Yisrael only or about a Kayan only. Right? Because you can learn both ways via Vayushneya. Who said, when you read the parsha of Metzaira and it says cut off his beard, it doesn't say Metzaira Kayan cuts off his beard, it doesn't say Metzaira Yisrael cuts off his beard. It means both. So from one plastic I can learn both. And Metzaira Yisrael cuts off his beard, he's like a lav. And Metzaira Kayan cuts off his beard, he's like a lav. And I say, why do I need Reishai? Why do I need Reishai? And for the Gemara, I'll tell you why. They're both weaker lav. Had the Torah said it by beard, I would have seen that a beard can be pushed away, a Torah can push away lav and an assay, but that's because it's a weaker lav, because women don't have it. Had the Torah only said it by nazir, by head, then I would have said that's a weaker lav, because it's removable. So the Torah in two places told me that a Messiah can push away a lav in an essay. By Kayan beard and by Nazir. But only those places, because they're weaker lavim. And we can't compare it anywhere else because you can say those are weaker lav. End of story. Now let's do the Rosh and then we'll recap. Zok the Rosh. You can't say that Nazir and Kayan are the same. The Bechol Chad, Ikim Pircha, Velo Yafin and Madadi. Each one has its own weakness. You can't learn from Kayan because that's a weaker lav and I say. You can't learn from Nazir because that's a weaker lav and I say. End of story. One man the Amar learned some tzitzis and said that's a loy tzitzis. So he doesn't need any other pasuk to talk about a lav because he knows it from tzitzis. Since he knows it from tzitzis, he needs Roshai as an extra pasuk for him. Must be it's telling him lav and an essay. The other man, the Amar, agrees, but not because of Tzitzis. Tzitzis would not have thought it to him. But he asks Skanai, and Skanai is talking about Metzaira Yisrael and Metzaira Nazir, and Metzaira Kayan. So he sees the essence like a light essay, he sees even more the essence like a light essay of essay. Because the same pasuk can tell me both. Usually two pasuk can't tell me two things. But it says Metzaira and it doesn't identify only Metzaira Yisrael or only Metzaira Kayan. So at the end of the day, Skanai is adequate. I don't need Reishai. So why do I need Reishai? What is the purpose of Reishai at the end of the day? I don't need it for a regular lav because I can learn regular lav on Skanai. Once I have Skanai, that teaches me the whole book. Lav and lav and I say. So why does he say Reishai? So Reishai is to tell me that it can be daicha a stricter lav. It can be daicha because Mikayan's beard is a very light lav. It's not because it's not by women. How would I know that it can be daicha lav or a lav in an essay by Nazir? I can't learn that from Skanai. Skanai is talking about beards. Nazir is talking about hair. And that's stricter than red beards because it applies to women as well by Nazir. Men, women, Nazirim, and women, Nazirites. Comes along the Torah and says, no, it can be daicha, the lav of Nazir as well, and the lav of Nasei and Nazir as well. So at the end of the day, everybody uses Reishai to tell me that it's Meichel Lavin and Asay of Nazir, and they use Skarai to tell me it's Lavin and Asay of Kayan, and the argument in the Brisa is only one man the Amar says, I would have started off with Lav, but at the end of the day, he agrees that it's Lav and Asay. So at the end of the day, there's not much of a Machloikus. The Machloikus is, what would you learn with Rishai starting off? One man the Amar says, I would have never thought it's for Lav because I have Tzitzis. The other man the Amar says, Tzitzis would have never taught it to me. But Skarai teaches it to me. But without Skarai, I would have thought it's only Lav. Once I have Skarai, I know it's Lav and Asay as well. So at the end of the day, both brides agree that Rosh is for Lav and Asay. The man the other that said it's a Lav is saying, had I only had Rosh, that's what I would have used it for. And the other man the other says, no, I wouldn't have used it for that anyway, because I know after that I have a Rosh Hashanah from Tzitzis. So really, the Malachlaikis is only, what would I have done if I only have Rosh? But once I have Skunai, and Skunai taught me Lav and Lav and Asay, because it's going by a Kai in Yisrael and a Kai in the Tzaira. It's going by both. So I know that. So now what I need Rosh Teres is, Kayan Beard has its own Kula, Nazir has its own Kula. I would never compare the two, so the Tzaira has to write it in both places. And Enochinami, the Teres that the Gemara gave before, that man Yama tells me that Skona teaches me Tar, is not necessary now. Because once the Gemara introduced that both have their own weakness, I don't need that. And that's what the Rush said in the first Rush on the page. The Gemara could have answered, I can't learn Nazir from Kayan, I can't learn Kayan from Nazir. They each have their own weakness. Yes, fine. Okay. We are finished with this Gemara about Kafas Kala Reish Ma'akafa. At the end of the Gemara comes out that everybody holds a Kafas Kala Reish Ma'akafa. It's considered our Kafa. And one is Ivor Alav when he cuts up all his hair because he's cutting off his payas. That's what the Gemara comes out. One is Ivor Alav when he cuts up all his hair. And the Pesukim are coming to tell me that not only can he be Daicha the Lav, but a Messiah can even be Daicha a Lav and an Asay when it is a weaker Lav. Like payas is a weaker Lav because women don't have it. And Skunle is a weaker Lav because Nazir is a weaker Lav because it can be removed, and Beard is a weaker Lav because it doesn't apply to women.
Asra, don't shave your pants, right?
Mm-hmm. That's to get Malkus. That doesn't mean it's not Asra without Asra. It means one won't get Malkus without Asra. Okay, so the answer is there.
Starting the head.
There's
nothing wrong with giving you a baldy.
You know what?
There's nothing wrong with giving you a baldy.
Not true. Giving a person a baldy is a lot for both the barber and the recipient.
I'm not talking about
the top head. Yeah, top head is a wonderful thing. You can take a baldy. But see them, they take baldies every time.
Okay, so
Cyrus, the Trachra, there's all kinds of reasons.
By the time he gets to the payas part, he starts on top. How special, right?
You want to know when that straw has to be given?
Yes.
At the time before he starts cutting his payas. Okay. And by the way, there's two lavin, one for one payah and one for the other payah. And if there's two warnings, he gets two malchus. That straw has to be given immediately before the guy does the lav. Correct.
Even though Hakavas Rosh Ma'akafa doesn't ban
the rest of the head. The rest of the head you can cut as short as you want. Just make sure you don't cut your pants.
And then the
thing
is, Gemara, they're both talking about Torah Nazir.
What?
At the end of the day,
both Tanam hold is talking about Mitzvah Nazir. Because at the end of the day, Skunai taught us both. So the original Bryson that said it's talking about a regular Mitzvah is unnecessary. All that Brisa is saying is, from the word Mitzayra itself, without having Skanai, this is what I would say. And the other Mandiyama says, no. Even if I just had Mitzayra by itself, I would still know Lavin and Asay. So they're arguing theoretically. Before we have the word Sakanai, what would I have done with Roshai? One Tana says I would have left it for one Lav, and one Tana says I would have used it for Lav and Asay, because I know Lav is Nitzka from Tzitzis. But once the Torah wrote Sakanai, and the Torah expanded and said, no, a Mitzayra can push away the Lav of a beard, and the Lav and Asay of a beard, I go back to Roshai, and I say, it can do the same by Nazir. Even though one can make an argument, not that way, but I think that's where the Gemara is coming out. Right.
The Gemara, not this Gemara, but anywhere in Gemara, does it talk about what a pail looks like? How long it is?
Do we shine them to? In Makkos, on the Gemara that talks about the law of cutting out payas, there are different shittas in Rishaynim. What is payas? So, Rishaynim do. The Gemara never does. Yeah, the Gemara does, but the Gemara is vague, meaning the understanding of the Gemara can be understood different ways. That's why the Rishaynim come along and explain it. And there's Machlokes. By beard, the Gemara says there are 5 points of the beard that are ever alive. Now, where are those 5 points? There's different sheets in the Rishaynim. It became universal because since the Machlokes are showing where the 5 points are, we don't shape any part of the beard with a razor, because it might be one of those 5 points. If you knew what the points were, then you could only not shape those 5 points with a razor, correct. But since we don't know, I mean, we don't know, the Rishaynim, each one claimed they knew, and they're Rishaynim, right? So we have to be Machmer. That's why we don't shave with a razor. It also makes a lot of interesting shilas, which shavers yes and which shavers not. You know, what would happen if you wouldn't have had Isra of Star? We'd cut up a whole section of shilas. It's minakatsa lakatsa. Some places can be the most lenient, and some places can be the most strict. So it goes minakatsa lakatsa. I'm talking about acceptable place. I'm not talking about, you know, Rabbi somebody from Santa Fe, New Mexico. Not that I have anything against Santa Fe, New Mexico, but I'm talking about reliable, world-accepted place that disagree from one end to the other end. So if you want to know who to call, I'll tell you which one to call if you want to answer and which one to call if you want to listen. And a whole bunch of them that won't pass in this island, they'll tell you ask somebody else. Okay, now starts a whole new subject. This is, did you erase question 10? You did not. Good. So we're going to get into question 10 right now. Amarav. Mekel Adam Kogufar Bitar. This is the Shiloh of Layubash Gever Simla Tisha. Women cut off hair on their whole body, meaning underarms, erva, that's basically what the Gemara is concentrating on. They use a tar to cut off the hair of their body. That's what women do. Men don't do that. Now, this gets into a shiloh. And most Paiskin Paskin, I'm talking about Rishaynim now and Halakha, is that that depends on time and place. What used to be Layubash is no longer Layubash, because men do it now too. And women are not allowed to wear men's clothing, and what used to be men's clothing is now no longer men's clothing. So when the Gemara is talking about in its days, this was a woman thing to do, not a man thing to do. So now gets into the Shiloh, is this Layubash or is this not Layubash? That's what the Gemara is going to be discussing. Now, that changes with time. Halacha says a man is not allowed to look at a mirror because that's a woman thing to do. Today, people look at you, huh? That's a woman thing to do, not a man thing to do, to look in the mirror. So today, according to most Paiskim, not us. There are some Paiskim that say that things don't change. They hold the man should look in the mirror. See, them will not take a mirror to check their phone because they're not allowed to look in the mirror. They won't look in the mirror. There are Paiskim that hold that way. So can a woman wear a baseball cap? Baseball cap was once a man's clothing. Today, women wear baseball caps all the time. Does that change or not? This is many times. Dyeing hair. And to dye his hair is a woman's thing to do. Once upon a time. Today, everybody dyes their hair. So, is that now change? Big machlokes. There are those by many places can hold the change. This is how local Lamaisa Shilas. I mean, I say how local Lamaisa Shilas that dealt with contemporary. I mean, from the 1950s to now. To me, that's contemporary.
Would it be nice now if Rebbe tells the story from Segal, for the picture?
I don't know. That has nothing to do with that picture. It has nothing to do with Layoba.
No, no. How about earrings? Man, earrings all over the place.
So now it's that, according to those, it's not like you. But I asked from David Klein to Shaila about somebody wanted to do a trellalib on his hair.
A trellis.
On his hair and his face. He wanted to know if you're able to Yobash. So I asked him, I happened to meet with David Klein at a Kona of Kasana. I asked him, he said, today, what's no Yobash anymore?
Well, I hear that word, Rabbi,
trellis.
Oh, he wants to get rid of the beard?
No, he wants to get rid of some facial hair that he had on.
Oh, yeah, so what's the time?
David Cohn said that men do it today, so it's not like you.
Is it the Jewish world or the Goyish world we base it on?
We base it on what people do.
Jews or Goyish?
People.
Really?
Even Goyish. People.
I was told that first person who wore a necktie.
That's not Mayubash. That's the Shiloh of Hukas Hagayim.
That's what I mean.
Well, you can't mix apples and oranges. We're not learning Hukas.
Don't go hand in hand?
No, absolutely not.
It's a Goyim who changed, who transitioned the Malbush rather than the
Shiloh. Then it's the Shiloh of Hukas Hagayim. We're not talking about that answer.
Hukas Hagayim lead on to what's No.
Hukas Hagayim has nothing to do with Layobash. Even if it's a man thing, and they change the style to Shiloh. I'm not learning the Sukkah of Hukas Hagayim. I'm not going to go there. I'm just going to mention one thing and no more questions on it. If a man, they change the style of men's glasses. They come up with a new way of wearing glasses. That's Hukas Hagayim, nothing to do with Layobash. It's not a woman thing. It's a man thing that they changed.
No more questions,
though. Exactly. Right. Yes.
Let me go over it.
Question. If we apply this rule of general actions of the world, we've got a big problem. The Romans, who were dominant over the entire rim of the Mediterranean, shaved their beards, shaved their chests, shaved under their arms. I do not know about their pubic area, but the Romans shaved.
All I can say is,
they were the dominant people in that area.
But yes and no, because Eretz Yisrael might have been different. I don't know. This is written in Eretz Yisrael.
The Romans in Eretz Yisrael.
Okay, again, Doctor, I never argue with you on this. I trust the Gemara, and I never question Gemara on facts.
It's not a question.
Yes, it is, right here. It's a Gemara.
If you're drawing, if you're drawing proofs from the Gentiles, then why did they not draw a proof from the Gentiles?
I don't know. I have a good question, great question. All I know is men and women's clothing are decided by the world. Later. Okay, we're not going to go into clothing now. We'll do that next week. At this point, we're learning. May Kaladim go goofy.
About the Shmir Shabbos, about that. He wanted the modern man, except that people would throw rocks at him.
Again, Meshre. It's so easy to go into this, and I'm going to stay away as far as I can. At least for now, maybe in 5 minutes from now, when I finish what I want to finish, I'll go back to it. Meshrei, Amar Beis Hashechiu Beis Erva Harizeloika. I'm sorry, Amar Rav Meishel Adam Koguva Batar Zok Rashi. Bafila Beis Hashechi Ubeis Erva, even underarms and pubic area, because Vayim Bezemish LaYubash Gever Simlasisha. It doesn't go into LaYubash Gever. I will be Pas Zokin Beroyish Like Ivy Rav. Rav is not talking about payas and beards. Ella b'shar haguf kama. Frek to Gemara Meisrei. Beis hashechi or beis erva haris eloika. If a man takes off the hair of beis hashechi and beis erva, he gets malchus. Zuk derash v'shum lo yubash. Zuk de Gemara b'tar b'misparayim. Tar gets malchus. Misparayim, scissors, don't get malchus. Frek to Gemara b'rav nami b'tar kamar. Rav said tar. So how can you tell me that the braisa that says malchus is razor, that's a woman thing, and men can do it with scissors? Because that's not a woman thing, it's not close. So the Gemara came tar. He meant to say, as close as you can get with a scissor is mutter. But to use a razor, at this point the Gemara, ein ochinami is usher, midoraisa. Because that's a woman thing to do. Rashi, Raj, kein tar, the Misparayim Samuch Lebasar. Amar Abchir Bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Hamar Beis Hashechi Beis Er Veloika. He seems to argue and Rav. Right? He seems to argue and Rav. He says you get Malchus for removal of underarm hair and pubic hair. Meisrei. There's a braisa that says Havar Esar Eina Medivrei Tayir Ela Medivrei Seifrim. It's only rabbinic. So how can Rabbi Yechanan say Malchus? My loy kenami de kamar midrabanan. It means biblical rabbinic law. So now the Russians will take it. We have a contradiction in brises. One brises says that amavir beis shechi beis erva is a loyka, and one brises says eino midivrei seifrim. The answer is you can reconcile the two. It's not a deraisa. It's a drabanon, and the word loika is by midrabanon, makas mardis. The drabanon can give a guy for violating a rabbinic law. Now, there is a makloika seemingly between Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Rav allows scissors, and Rabbi Yechanan, no, they're not arguing. He's talking about a tar, and he says loika because rabbinic law, not biblical law, drabanon after the tar at this point. And Rav says, Rabbanon did not after a scissor. So they're really complementing each other. Zukta Rush, Meisrei, Havar Esar, Eina Medivri Tayyar, Medivri Seifrim, V'kosha, Lari, Rabbi Yechon, Amar Leika. V'wa din da'avi matzi l'mifrich shtei braises ha'dodi. You could have asked a contradiction in braises. One braises says Leika, one braises says Eina Medivri Tayyar. V'shnu yeh b'kidim mishani, my Leika could have tani makas martyrs.
What?
Malchus Mardis means that the Rabbanim reserve a right that if somebody violates one of their prohibitions, they can hit him.
They can
beat him. They can call him into bezin. Yeah, same way as Malchus. Same way. Now, big Shiloh, what the number is. Are they limited? Are they not limited? The Tyrus Malchus is limited. Malchus Mardis is not so simple. Some say it's so he agrees never to do it again. Some say that it's limited by number, but it's not just, I don't know all the sheets now, I'm not going to answer. I do want to address what Dr. Schwab brought up, because even though I didn't want to get to it, but now I have a minute. And that is wearing pants today for women. Is that wearing men's clothing? Most places can say that it is not wearing men's clothing. And therefore, they are not over a lav when they wear pants. However, this is a big however. There's a halacha in Hilchot Tznius that a woman's body's form should not be visible above her knees.
Above her what?
Knees. K-N-E-E-S. Knees. So therefore, pants make a woman's body's form visible above her knees. So it's not a lav, but it's a violation of Hilchos Tznius. Therefore, when Ramesha was asked by Tyre Messiah, whether they can make a school policy that it's better to wear pants than miniskirts. Because it's true. Because pants isn't a chsaron and tznius, but it's at least covered, and miniskirts are uncovered. So he didn't paskin it. He refused to paskin it. Why? Because he said, if he says A is better than B, then A means he said A is permissible. And he wasn't going to give anybody a right to say that Rebbeisha said that pants are permissible. He knows it's not permissible because it's a lack of tznius. Not a lav, but it's a lack of tznius. the he was afraid, but he's afraid to say it's better than me, which other Paiskim Paskin, which is true, and he agreed, but he, by saying A is better than B, you're saying A is okay. And he didn't want to do that. I mean, people are going to misunderstand him that A is okay, he didn't want to do that. I had a Shaila, you can't make me do this, I can't scream. I had a Shaila about, in way back, when my daughter was in high school, my oldest daughter was in high school, they made them wear a certain blouse, which cost $40 in those days, probably today it cost $120. And a man's shirt, which was the same exact thing, cost like $10. So the girls were buying the men's shirts. And when you wear them, couldn't tell the difference whether it was a man's shirt, except the buttons differently. But who notices which way it buttons when a girl's wearing it? You're right. So everybody was doing it. And I went over to the Manal at the time, and I said, this is a question of a lav. They're wearing a man's shirt. Women don't wear man's shirts. So I was going with my class to Rav Schwab to visit him in New York. I took my class to New York. We used to visit Gedalim, and Rav Schwab was on the itinerary. So the Manal told me, ask Rav Schwab. Ask Rav Schwab. So I went to Rav Schwab with the class. We went to visit him. And I asked Rav Schwab, Rav Shimon Schwab, Washington Heights, and I asked him, is it mutter or aser? So he told me they should crochet a flower on it that no boy would ever put it on, and then they can wear it. That was his answer to me. I don't remember if he told me that without that they can't. When I asked him, is it permitted or not, he said, let them crochet a flower on the shirt, and then, since no boy would put it on, it's not man's clothing anymore. That's what he told me. So that was the psak I got from Rav Schwab. Yes.
I beg to differ.
Thank you very much.
Not with this, but a baseball cap for a lady is fine.
What? You want to know, should a woman wear a baseball cap? I'm not talking about now. You want to know, is it us, sir? No, it's not us, sir. According to most places. Today, women wear baseball caps. They do all. You never see, I see women walking with baseball caps. Not at a chasana, I'm asking, you know what I mean?
Men don't wear
them right, men don't wear them in a chasana either, usually.
Unless they're doing
stick
for those.
Right. Maybe it was a guardian's hat, maybe. I don't see what you bother so much with it. Anyway, we're going to continue this next week. Yes.
Can we ask you a question? Rebbe?
I'm listening.
Yeah.
Didn't most of the things, like pants and all these other things, how do you separate? This is chukim bagoyim. This is, where do we get these styles from? When do people start shaving? Because the goyim started doing
it.
Now
you're asking me chukim bagoyim, which Rebbe wanted to get into. Since I have a minute, I'm answering it. And the answer is as follows.
How do you separate that from?
Okay,
how do you separate that from?
The Marik says, and this is the way we paskin, there's the two levels of chukim bagoyim. Anything that has a religious origin is usher, period. End of story. Anything the Goyim do for religious purposes can never change. Even if Rahman al-Islam, 50% of Klal Yisrael started doing it, it's wrong. It comes from a religious origin, it's not allowed. That's the big tumult about Thanksgiving. Is Thanksgiving a religious holiday or is it a secular holiday? I'm not getting involved in that. Ramesha held it with mutter, others held it with usher. I'm not getting involved. The question here is, and other things that are not religious, but is a new style. So that is called Chukas HaAkim. But the Chasam Sofer says, and then I really based on the Marek, that once some Jews do it, it's no longer Chukas HaAkim, because Jews are doing it too. And at that point, it's considered mutter. For instance, once upon a time, all Jews wore long jackets. The Goyim came up, all Goyim wore long jackets. Take a look at all the pictures, which didn't exist, of colonial times. They're all wearing long jackets. That was the style that everybody wore. Came along somebody in France or Germany or wherever and decided the short jacket, which I think was a very nice invention. But that's not the point. They decided to change the style. So it was usher for a yid to put on a short jacket until many yidden started doing it. And once many yidden started doing it, it's no longer a chukas ha'akim. It's not religious. It's only because goyim are doing it. Now Jews are doing it also. That's the heter for all styles. So Chukas HaAkim is taken care of by the fact that Yidden are doing it too, right or wrong, but they're doing it too, and therefore it's not Chukas HaAkim. That's one shaila. That's a shaila when the style of pants change, and the style of glasses change, and the style of yarmulkes change, except Glam don't wear yarmulkes, right? So, again, that's a change that has nothing to do with women and men's clothing. Besides that, there's a new issue. That's whether men can wear things that are for women, and women can wear things that are for men. And that can change. It's a machlokes ha-paiskim. Some paiskim say it doesn't change. There are paiskim that are machmer. And according to them, women who wear pants are violating the law, and men who look in the mirror are violating an iser, and it goes on and on. However, most paiskim disagree, and they say that once men started doing it and women started doing it, it's no longer women's clothing and men's clothing. So pants today for women are not men's clothing. They make them for women. It's made for women, not for men. It's a different kind of pants. Right? That's what I'm told. So it's a different. So it's not men's clothing. It's a different child of sins, but it's not men's clothing. It's a fact. It changed. That has nothing to do with Chukas HaAkum. Chukas HaAkum would be even if they changed the man's style. It's Chukas HaAkum. But that, once Jews started doing it, it's no longer Chukas HaAkum. So writes the Chasam Sofer. I learned this in 11th grade for Rabbi Heinemann about the short jacket. He told us what the heter is to wear a short jacket, which he was wearing. Okay, everybody should have a wonderful Shabbos and a great day.